This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already on this Sunday morning. All right, let's go down Port O'Connor way now and let's check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see how his week's been. Hey, Lynn, how you doing, bud?
Oh, good. Good. Yes, great. Sir. Yes, sir. Went south and we did some deer hunting this week.
I saw that. Well, that's got a little bit of it out of your system anyway, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got down there Sunday about noon, and boy, it was hot, though, you know.
Oh, I know.
it was hot. I got down there about noon, and the girls that cleaned the lodge, they got down there about 30 minutes after I did, and this girl said she got about 150 or 200 yards from the ranch house, They slammed on the brakes and said about a big old rattlesnake came across the road right in front of them, and they stopped and watched him come across the road. They said, oh, he was just beautiful. I said, okay.
Yeah, that's nothing pretty about a rattlesnake to me, except maybe a nice belt made out of one.
That's right. But they just sat there watching him come across. I said, well, my head's going to be on a swivel all week. But we never saw another one. We never saw one. But, man, I was watching. I'll tell you, hot as it was, oh, my goodness.
They're out.
It was, you know it. You know it. I was always leery, you know, parking the truck, going back to a deer stand in the dark.
Yeah,
you know, that's when you're really leery of stepping on one. But
you got to watch out, man. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't get preoccupied with something and stumble up on one by accident. That's what happens to a lot of people.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I normally this time of the year you start to see these small bucks. Start, you know, chasing the does first.
Sniffing,
you know,
around, doing a little scraping, and yeah.
Yeah, and I did not see that yet. No. I am not seeing that. And they're not getting after the does yet. And that's surprising. But
yeah, y'all are usually, you know, up y'all's way in George West, mid-December is kind of really the height of y'all's rut or something like that?
Yeah, December 15th is usually the peak of the rut. That's when they're really getting after it. And but I'll tell you what, Mickey, I saw a buck this week that that's the biggest buck I've ever seen on that ranch. I'm telling you what, now I've seen a lot of deer in my life, but this one, he took my breath away. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell you what, he and I didn't get to see him very long, but he showed up and just he was skittish because he saw that blind. He turned and left.
Yeah, but, he's blind. He knows. He's smart.
That's why
he's big. He's been there.
That's right. I was looking down the Sendero with my spotting scope, and he came out about 150 yards probably, or a little more. And I was looking at another deer, and he popped out, and he looked down toward us and then turned around and left. I mean, he was skittish, but I'm telling you what, he took my breath away. I mean, to tell you what, he was a pig, boy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've seen a lot of deer on that ranch, but this one was something.
Boy,
that's a mind blower
hearing you say that, because I've seen some of the photos you sent of me deer killed on that place, man. What a deer.
Oh, he was something, man. I mean, I don't know how many points he had, but he had a lot of mass and a lot of points.
A lot of tan. I mean, lots of tan, baby.
I'm telling you. A lot of tan length and everything. I mean, he had it all.
When a big mature buck like that just walks out into the picture and just it's it's a no doubter. You don't even need binoculars. You don't need anything. You just go, hey, that's prize winner right there, buddy.
Well, the hunter that was with me, the young man that was with me, I mean, he didn't even have binoculars up looking at it. He saw him with the naked eye.
Wow.
And he said, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, he noticed right away that was a big mature 7 or 8 year old deer. And I mean, there was no doubt about it. You know, I mean, when you see a big mature buck like that, I mean, it's just, you know it. Oh my goodness. What a deer. I got back to the ranch house. I told the game manager, I said, well, I saw the one, man. I saw him. I said, this deer is a hoss, man. I mean, he might be the buck on the ranch, you know. I mean, unbelievable deer. And it was at my favorite stand on the ranch, where I've seen more big deer than any other place on the ranch. And, boy, he's a hoss, man. Man. It's just, you know, that's what you live for, is to see those big deer. At least I do.
Yeah, that's what we go for. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
One chance, that one shot.
Yep. And you know what's funny? We had a deer right there at that same spot that we were trying to get years ago. And we had two tripods set up right in a tree, and right amongst this tree. And this big deer was going back and forth between this ranch and going over a fence to another ranch. And the deer was going back and forth. Well, every time we were trying to get him, he was on the other side of the ranch.
Right.
I mean, he was on the other side of the fence at the other ranch. And the guys that were hunting over there, they were trying to get him. He was on our side.
He was on your side.
That's right. And anyway, it was funny. And so the game manager on our ranch, he had a customer sitting up in that tripod with him one day, and they were waiting on that deer. And he told me, he said, there was a 10-point came out, I mean, almost right underneath him. He said that's the biggest 10-point that he had ever seen on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be one big 10-point.
Had to be a beast.
Came out right. Oh, it was. He said it was a monster of a 10. It came out right by him, and they passed on him. They passed him up.
What?
Waiting on this other deer. They were waiting on that big one, and they passed that 10-point up. Now, you know that had to be a big
That'd be a monster to lay off on it. Hey, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. But anyway, they passed him up. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there was just some big deer at that spot. I mean, I've seen some monster deer right there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, one time we had a protein pen at the very end of that Sendera. It was 300 yards away from where the stand is. And, you know, way back when I first started guiding on that ranch, a lot of people had the belief that you put the protein pens way away from the stands. Some other ranches that I've guided on, like down in Encinal and areas like that, the understanding was a lot of people believe that you put the protein pens even out of sight, you know, completely out of sight. I don't know. That was just their understanding.
What's the reason beliefs. For that?
I don't know, but that was their beliefs. And, but anyway, this particular one was 300 yards from the stand. And man, I've seen some monster bucks go to that protein feeder, but they wouldn't come anywhere near the stand. They'd look way down there toward that stand and turn around and go right back out the backside of that pen. Yeah. and leave. And I told a hunter one day, we had this big buck come in the backside of that pen, and he would feed in every one of the feed stands on that protein feeder, and then he'd go out the backside. He wouldn't come down there to us. And I told the hunter, I said, we're going to get that buck down here. And he said, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to put some corn about halfway down here. We'll get the does on that corn, and then he'll come to those does. I mean, the bucks were running at that time.
Right.
He'll come to them. So the next day, I mean, it was just like planned it, you know. Next day, boy, he snuck in the backside of that pen, and he was eating that protein, and boy, he was looking down there at those does. And man, next thing you knew, he was looking at those does, and out of that pen he came, man. Here he came. And I said, okay, here he comes. I said, you see a little hump in the Sendera? He said, yeah. I said, that's about 125 yards. I said, when he gets that hump, you shoot him right there. He said, okay. Boy, he got his rifle out the window, and this doe was standing on that hump, big mature doe, and she just shot in the brush. Well, that buck ran up there, ran right up to where I said it to shoot him, and that buck ran up there and spun sideways and stopped on that hump. Wow. And when he did that, I had my hands on my ears. I said, shoot him. Shoot. and this guy was just standing there, had his rifle out the window. And I kept saying, shoot him, shoot. And the buck stood there, I know, 10 seconds anyway. And finally, the buck just ran in the brush, staring in the brush. He ran in there. And the guy pulled his rifle out. And I said, why didn't you shoot? He said, I don't know. He said, I had him twice. I could have killed him twice. I don't know. Well, he got buck fever. He just couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was from Florida. And he'd never seen a deer that big, you know.
Right.
He'd never seen one that big. And anyway, I just shook my head, you know. And I got back to the ranch house, and he was inside the ranch house telling people about it. And I was out there helping a guy skin a deer and another guy. And this old boy that was a trophy hunter, one of our good hunters, he came out there and he said, hey, the deer that guy froze on, he said, was he a good one? I said, oh, yeah. I said, he'll score good. He said, well, he said, he's going back to Florida this afternoon. He said, if you think that deer will score, he said, I'm in a deer contest in Tyler. He said, I want to get that deer. So I told him what I did. And he went over there and he got that deer. He [S2] Wow. [S1] Got him. And that deer scored 178. He had his main beams were, his main beams were, oh, let me think, they were long main beams. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember exactly how long these main beams were, but they just swept around. Mm-hmm. You know, they were 27 inches long.
Good Lord.
Main beam.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. They just swept around, and he had long G2s and long G3s, but he scored 178. Oh,
wow.
Beautiful deer. But he went over there. I told him, I said, if you really want to get close, don't even think about that blind. I said, put your tripod up about halfway down to that feed pen. And so he took a tripod down there and set it up and waited for that deer. And sure enough, that buck came down there. Then he got him. But boy, he's a hoss.
Yeah, that guy that had 10 seconds. During the rut, a deer, you know, a buck will stop like that for 10 seconds. Tell you, seize the opportunity, because usually they won't stop.
No, they won't.
He wanted
they
to
got
be
one
shot.
Thing. he had one thing on his mind, boy. That was it.
That's it. Closing time.
Boy.
All right, man. let me knock his break out. I'll be right back at you.
All right.
Well, folks, as long as we're talking about deer, there's no better place to mention than the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market, they're right next door to one another. They serve barbecue Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And they're sold out of turkeys for the holidays, but Christmas right around the corner now. So go ahead and get your gift boxes. Order those ahead of time. Make sure they don't run out of those. Belleville's a popular spot. And wild game processing, check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville Meat Market's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at dsw.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back.
You know, one thing that surprised me this week was the movement of the deer, the times that they would move. As hot as it was, they were moving. Sometimes they moved in the middle of the day. You know, we went to stand one day. We went to stand like at 2 o'clock, and the deer, we got to stand one day like about, well, we left the house, the ranch house, about 2:00, and or a little, well, I'll say about 2:30, and we got in the blind, and we were in there 15 minutes, the deer started coming out.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and it was probably 88 degrees. It was a little cloudy. But they started moving a lot earlier, even though it was hot. And that surprised me because I didn't think that a lot of those deer would move till late, you know. But they started coming out a little earlier. And we saw a lot of young eight-pointers, a lot of young ones.
Blaine's saying the same thing. I talked to him yesterday. He said, man, there's a lot of young eights running around everywhere.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, it's a, I hate to see that. I mean, you know, you see a lot of young eights, but and then every once in a while, you know, a mature eight pops out, and that's the ones you want to pop. But, you know, that's what you're after. But, you know, the guys all got their eight pointers, you know, 8 or 9. And we want to get rid of those, you know, before the rut really kicks in. And, but like I said, I was real surprised. Normally this time of the year, you're going to see those young bucks start chasing those does. They're the first ones that start getting after them, you know. They're the ones that are interested. But I did not see one of them yet chasing a doe.
Well, they're just trying to get a jump on the big boys, and the big boys are just laughing at them, going, hey, man, when the time comes, I'm fixing to come in there and kick your butt and take over.
But
y'all run them does down for us. Get them good and tired.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it was really hard to find a mature doe, you know.
Right.
I think they're kind of hiding, you know. The mature does are kind of starting to hide. Now, the mature does have kicked the yearlings off. They've kicked them off, you know. And the mature does that we did take were all dry. They're not, you know, they don't have any milk or anything like that. They're all dry.
Yeah.
So that's,
and that's weird how that happens so much earlier. And, you know, George West isn't that far from the border, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how, you know, these different, just different areas.
Yeah.
You know, and or, you know, pretty much all the terrain's the same, everything, weather, all that, but it's just different areas. It's earlier and later. That's crazy.
That's right. It is, isn't it?
It is.
Yep. But,
Hell, old timer said, yeah, that's what we do. We start out in East Texas and just work our way all the way to the border every year. Follow the rut.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we see it here in Port O'Connor. Yeah, same deal. Same deal. We see these bucks rutting early here. You know, you got to be careful if you're driving in the dark here, like going into Port O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, I seen a giant buck on the side of the road one night coming into Port O'Connor. I got there late. I was you know, between Port Lavaca and Port O'Connor on that highway, you know, to the flashing light where it dead ends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was one on the left side of the road there that was standing on a doe. And it was a shooter. It was a big boy.
Uh-huh. A lot of pigs on the road, too. So you got to be careful here. You really got to be careful. I guarantee you. It's a lot of wildlife on the road here. Not to mention those sandbar deer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They'll take out your vehicle. I mean, boy, yes. You hit one of those, it'll total your car.
I remember when Bob Fustin down in Port Mansfield, his wife hit a nail guy one night, and it likes to kill her.
Oh, I would imagine. I would imagine. That's a big animal.
Yeah.
Well, these sandbar deer are big.
Well, they're not little either.
No. No.
It's almost like hitting a horse.
I know it. One of my neighbors, he and his wife, were sitting up on their front porch one night across the street from my house. And I live on a dead-end street. And they were sitting up on the porch by 9 o'clock at night, fixed to go to bed. And they said, all of a sudden, I've got a motion light on the front of my house. And all of a sudden, that motion light came on, and a big sandbar buck stepped out from underneath my house.
Wow.
Walked out, big old rack on him. And he walked out and just walked across the street, went on. Yeah. Mm. And I see tracks in my backyard all the time. Yep. They just come right underneath my house. And a friend of mine's got a vacant lot, big lot behind my house. I told him, I said, boy, I sure wish we'd put a feeder out there. You know, we could sit on my back porch. Hunt them right here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
but that's a big animal. I've heard pros and cons on eating one of them. Some people say they're real good. Some people say they didn't like them. But I've heard pros and cons. So I've never tried to eat one of them. But a friend of mine was working in Houston, and he said he came down to Port O'Connor to his house and had a tree in his front yard, and limbs were broken on it. And he said, boy, some kid's been playing in my yard and breaking the limbs on my tree. Boy, he said, I'm going to catch that kid. Well, he put a trail camera up. And the next weekend he came down, and same thing. Boy, he checked his trail camera, and it was a big sandbar deer raking his horns on his tree and broke his limbs. So he called Parks and Wildlife, and he said, hey, can I shoot this sandbar deer? And they said, sure. Yeah, there's no season on them or anything. There's no limits.
They brought them here from, Southeast Asia and South Asia, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
India. Yeah, I think it's India. Yeah. Indonesia or somewhere.
You know, them big bucks, they get over 500 pounds. Five feet tall at the shoulders.
It's a big animal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And they hit them all the time on the road right here, right pretty close to my house. And it was funny. We were in Josie's little mini mart one time. We were drinking coffee one morning, and some guy ran inside. He said, there was a big elk standing on the side of the road over here. Saw a big elk. I said, no, that was a sandbar deer. And they got horns similar to an elk. And they're big animal.
Yeah, they have eye guards kind of like an elk does, but they just those horns don't grow the mass that elk do. But
they also have some nostrils too up higher toward their eyes. They can breathe that by. They're used to being in water, standing in water, feeding in water.
Yeah, they're supposed to be an excellent swimming deer.
Yes, but they can also breathe. I was told they can breathe when they're feeding on vegetation. When they're feeding on vegetation, they've got, I think, some nostril holes or something up near their eyes. This is what I was
kinda
told.
Like old meat and Bull Durham. He can breathe through his eyelids like a lava lizard or whatever that land was in that movie.
Yeah. But I know when we do get a lot of rain, you can see them in the fields here. You can see them out there grazing in these flooded fields. Yep, they're all around.
Getting those fresh green shoots coming out of the ground, kind of like a goose does.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they ate mosquitoes. That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be nice? We don't have enough bats.
Yeah, and that's the truth. We did get about a half inch of rain yesterday, though.
Well, that's good. I saw where it looked like y'all might have got some, you know, when that little front line came in. It's, at least it's a little cooler this morning. It's going to be a nice day, it looks like.
Yeah,
a little windy.
But that was a fast half inch of rain, though.
Yeah,
boy,
it came down.
Huh? It came down, man, I mean, quick. Man, it was quick. But anyway, they did the flyover at the ranch yesterday with the biologists. They did the survey. So I'm anxious to find out how that turned out and see what the count was. And then they're going to do a survey on that buddy of mine's ranch between Freer and Cotulla. They're going to do his survey December, I think, the 6th through the 7th, I think, something like that. So that'll be interesting to see how he comes out. But they're getting them done. And he was telling me this week, he was down there helping us guide on the deal with George West, and he said that he needed a few more tags because he's kind of overrun with deer, so he needs a few more tags. Well, so that'll be good.
Deer management.
And,
all right, let me do this break, and I'll come back, and we'll talk some more about that. I'll be right back at you, Lynn.
All righty, man.
Well, folks, Bayou City Angler is Houston's fishing outfitter. Come on, check out their really nice store. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. Wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures, you name it, they got it. And great inventory of Waterloo rods, like everybody's favorite, the Slam Mag and the HP Light. They've got plenty of them, along with Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. And they have offshore tackle for the serious angler, plenty of that. And be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store. It's trusted by our community with great service. They're real easy to find. They're at 8933 Katy Freeway. That's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104. That's Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn Smith, we are back.
There you go. Yeah, these management hunters we had this week, we hunted them last year too. And a great bunch of guys and a lot of fun to hunt with. And they got all their deer and everything last year and this year too. And my hunter was telling me, he said, yeah, I've still got meat in the freezer from last year, you know. And but, you know, these South Texas deer are pretty good size. So, yes. I mean, they'll fill your freezer.
You add 50% to what you have in the venison meat, you know, when you have it processed, and you double, you know, your meat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. But anyway, yeah, you start loading it up, and you got a freezer full of meat real quick.
Yeah, and if it's just a man and his wife, I mean, you can't eat all that meat in 1 year. Now, I run out of burger pretty fast. I mean, last year I had one whole buck just made into nothing but burger, and it went fast. I mean, it just...
Oh, yeah.
It goes really quick.
Well, yeah, you can. Well, you can do so much with hamburger.
You use so much with that deer burger. I mean, making everything, lasagna, spaghetti.
Yeah.
You know, homemade hamburgers. There's nothing like that either. You know.
And meatloaf and stuff
Meatloaf. Yeah. There's a lot of uses for burger.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always get hamburger made. For sure. A friend of mine, he gets this buddy of ours that processes deer. He gets him to make hamburger with jalapeno and cheese in it.
Yeah.
And that's not half bad, you know, I guarantee you.
No.
That's not.
Thaw it out,
pretty good.
Make your patties, and go to work with it, man.
Oh, boy.
One of my friends, he's a young man. Him and my son grew up together. His name's Brian, but his nickname's Potsy. And we always he'll invite everybody over to have Potsy burgers. He uses he just have them, you know, has a processor, mix it up like you said with cheese and onion, jalapeno, and bell pepper in there. It's just a total mix.
Goodness.
And he just thaws it out and makes patties and grills homemade hamburgers. They're really good. We call them Potsy
burgers. They're awesome. Darn. That's
pretty.
That
awesome.
Sounds good. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, I guarantee you.
I don't know anybody to turn a hamburger down, man.
Oh, no. No, sir. No, sir. Yeah, I don't think so. Well, I've still got back straps and stuff in my freezer. I was digging through my freezer, and I found back straps. I've even got back straps from Black Buck Antelope.
Ooh, and boy, now that's
let
good.
Let me taste them. Boy, hey, buddy, that's real good.
That black buck backstrap is hard to beat. One Blaine and I killed that year, some customer came in and said, man, there's a huge nail guy, you know, in this blind over there. And Blaine goes, well, we've seen nail guy tracks. We want to kill him. So he and I went back that afternoon, and sure enough, here it come, just doing, doing. Here comes this little black buck hopping across the field like a big old jackrabbit. And Blaine rolled that thing, and I took the back straps out of it, and we gave Travis the rest of it to process. He took it to Belleville, but I kept the back straps. Buddy, I'm going to tell you something. Serious. Real serious.
Boy, they're good. They are.
I mean, good. I didn't even marinate them or tenderize them or anything. I just cut them up and fried that. Oh, my gosh.
They are good.
Oh, Lord.
They are good.
Didn't even need a knife to cut it. You just cut it with your fork. It was so tender.
No. I'm telling you, they are good. They are that.
Old black buck. Just not enough meat on them for me.
No. It was funny. My
get you about a dozen of them to take to the processor.
Yeah. My hunter this week, it was funny. We were sitting in the stand, and he already had his buck, and he wanted to get a doe. And so we went to this one stand, and so we looked up, and here came a dozen little pigs.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh my goodness. I said, those are just the right size. I said,
nectar from the gods. Here it comes.
Oh,
on the hoof.
It is. On the hoof, buddy. I said, okay. I said, pick you one out, shoot him in the head if you can. We don't have them just running everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
They ran up there.
Stand still.
yeah. There's no such thing as standing still. And so, boy, they're all just running around like crazy. Well, he shot. And anyway, they shot. Of course, then they're really going crazy. And so they all run off. And I said, well, go ahead and reload. I said, the feeders hadn't even gone off yet. I said,
right.
You know, we'll have a doe here in a few minutes. I think 15 minutes later, here came a big old doe. And so he went ahead and popped a doe. And I said, all right, I'm going to go get the truck. So I went and got the truck, came back. I went over to pick him up, and he had killed two pigs with one shot. He got two of those little ones.
Wow.
I said, oh, God, man, I hate you. I said, this is unbelievable. I said, look at this. I said, these will melt in your mouth.
They're so small.
I said, God. I said, boy, I envy you. And so I was cleaning them and had one hung up. I'm scanning him out and everything. And the ranch manager walks up here and I said, look at the back straps on this little baby.
Oh, man.
I said, little bitty back straps about an inch wide. I said, I guarantee this little pig will melt in your mouth. It'll be so tender. I said, oh, my goodness.
We caught in a hog trap.
Yeah.
Richie skinned them all out, and I started cooking them. I'd just cook them whole over that mesquite, you know, just sear them real good after I put all my rub and everything on them. And then I'd take them off and put one of those whole little pigs in a foil pan, wrap it in foil and stick it in the oven in the house and finish it off. And you'd pick up the shoulder to pull it off the pig. It just fall to pieces. I mean, it was so tender and juicy. And we ate off of that for 3 days. Everybody was making pig sandwiches with it during the week.
Oh, my God.
While we were down there
hunting.
I mean, you don't get any better than that. I'm telling you, man.
No.
Them little young pigs are hard to beat, buddy.
I'd rather have a pig than a deer.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's the way Hillman is. He'd rather have hog sausage than deer sausage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, that's good, man. Well, every year I used to bring a pig back from the ranch, and then we'd have like a block party for the Super
right.
Bowl. And I'd cook a pig, and oh, my goodness, you know, just like you say, just fall off the bone. And I'd be sure to shoot one that's about 30 pounds, you know.
30 pounds or less, pounds. Man. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Nothing bigger, no. And oh, my goodness, that's
good. That back strap, man, you could. Carve that out of there, it'll just melt in your mouth.
Oh, I'm telling you. It doesn't get any better.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got, I think we may have one management hunter signed up, and that's about it for the ranch. And
so you've got some more spots open? You're going to have some more management hunts?
Yeah. And in December, that's when they ought to come. I mean, middle of December, that's when those bucks are really going to show up, you know.
Well, it'll be cooler, and And even though you're on a management hunt, you have a chance of seeing a really monster buck.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll tell you what, Mickey, I wish I had a picture of that buck. I mean, he took my breath away.
Well, he'll show up again. Somebody's gonna roll that deer.
Well,
when a rut starts.
Maybe. Yeah, he'll be around. He'll be around.
Somebody, I mean, he's old enough to be a shooter, huh?
Oh, gosh, yes. Uh-huh. He was 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, he's a big, mature buck. I mean, no doubt about it. He's a shooter. Yes, sir. And, you know, let me tell you what, and you know as well as I do, sometimes those big old bucks like that, they won't even see them on a trail camera, you know. They won't even show up at the feeders, at the feed pens.
You know, what is the deal with that? Because that, I mean, you hear about that and see it a lot. But we didn't even know we had that deer on this place.
Right.
You know,
right.
You hear that all the time when somebody just rolls. And just like that giant 6-point I shot, nobody had ever seen that deer. Nobody.
Yeah.
They're trail just literally, camera or with a naked eye or anything. It just, you know.
Yeah,
weird.
The only thing I can think, it may be the scent, the only thing I can think of. You know, maybe the human scent around there or something, I don't know. But maybe they're just so smart, they just don't want to be around that. Because let me tell you what, when that buck came out of the brush, the first thing he did, he looked down at that deer stand.
He looked
that
straight at stand, that blind, buddy.
He did. And that blind
y'all were
was
in
probably,
there.
That blind was probably 200 yards away. And he turned and left.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't hang around.
He knew y'all were in there.
He did. Oh, man. It wasn't his first rodeo.
No.
Man, he got out of there. And I'm here to tell you what, that was, man, I wish I had a picture of that deer. Oh, man. Yeah, he's a hoss, boy. He's a hoss. But, I mean, you know, in 2012, we killed the third largest Boone and Crockett buck killed in Texas that year.
Yeah.
And this one puts that one to shame, I guarantee
Unreal.
You.
Unreal. Well, that is a monster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this one has mass, and he has width, and he has the tine links. Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
You got that heavy mass like that, and you got good brow tines and long main beams and mm-hmm. long tines. I mean, it's got everything. That's how it scores.
He's got it. He had everything.
And that mass is what really adds up between, you know, the ones, twos, threes, and fours, man. That's it'll hold that mass all the way out to the G4s, that's big score, man.
No, it does. It does. I mean, if anybody does get him, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, years ago, they leased the ranch to a bow hunter. And, you know, he came down and he had some friends. And I took him down there to this spot. And I told him, I said, now look, there's some big deer that come in here to this area, and this is where they come from, and they come up this trail here, and they come into this area, and they don't want to come by the blind. They hang out right here, and what do? Right off the bat, they wanted to move the feeders. They wanted to move this, move that. I said, whoa, wait a minute. They know about this area, and they come to this. Put your tripod or whatever over here. They didn't listen to me. They wanted to move everything. You know, what is it with people?
I don't know. It ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. Oh, man. And you know what? That buck came out exactly where I was talking about, where the big deer come from.
Right where he's supposed to, just where you told
exactly.
him.
Exactly. If I was going to get that deer, if it was me, I would put a tripod up right back where those tripods used to be.
The old surprise element, man.
Yep.
Blaine does that a lot down at his place.
Mm, mm, mm.
That tripod will get them almost every single time. If you do it right,
yep.
You got to do it right.
We had two tripods up there down there one time, and I put on a ghillie suit, and the customer put one on too, and we were up in the middle of a mesquite tree, and we're sitting down there, and I looked over at him, and he looked at me, and he said real quiet, like he said, "You're invisible." He said, "You are absolutely invisible."
Yeah, as long as you're still, no movement. And that's what these deer pick up, you know. Well, ducks, everything you hunt, movement is where they get you.
Oh, well. You
got to be
absolutely super
still. Stealth
mode. You better know it. That's the worst thing you can do is move.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I just stay perfectly still.
Well, look at us. Yeah. We're sitting in the stand looking for deer. He could be standing in some brush, and if he doesn't move, you'll never see him. But as soon as he shakes his head or moves just a little bit, you pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Look for movement.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, boy. I'm telling
you, man. They blend in with that terrain, buddy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. They're like chameleons.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell you. Yeah, makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
I can tell you're getting excited.
That's what keeps us going down there, man.
Your area, you know, out on the bay and stuff, you seeing a lot of ducks yet, or is it still a little bit little thin or what?
It's a little thin. You know, I'm starting to see big ducks, though.
Yeah, right? Well, that's good.
Yeah. Starting to see a few of those. Before I left, I fished Saturday. And before I went down to the ranch, and I did see some big ducks Saturday. So that's good. Did see some big ones. So, saw fly pintails. Yeah,
we'll get three pintails this year, man.
Yeah, boy.
And the part of the coast you're on, that's Pintail City down that way. Always has been.
Oh,
if they'll ever get here.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Need old man Winter to show up and send us some, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I think they're short stopping them, you know, about halfway.
There's a lot of that going on with all these water projects and, you know, agriculture and all that up above us. But you get some really harsh weather, and it freezes over all their water, roost ponds and stuff. They have to come to the coast then.
Yep, that's right.
So maybe they'll get a rip-snorting bitter one up there and freeze everything over and send them to us.
Bring them on down. Well, how's Bink doing?
Bink, he's having to rest his ponds more than usual. You know, hunt a couple of days and then rest it for two or three or four, or go somewhere else and hunt. And then he's having to do a lot of scouting on all his stuff.
And take his people.
You know, when he does have hunts, he takes them to where he has the most birds. He's having to rotate.
Yeah. So he's having a tough time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's I can understand that. Till we get that weather up north, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll be doing him live from the blind next hour, you know, that final segment. See if he has a little better. Yesterday morning, it started out a little bit slow. Movement was late, but we got this little weather change now, and I'm sure they got a little rain. It's a little cooler this morning with a north wind, so maybe he'll light it up. That's all it takes. One little weather change sometimes to get these birds moving big time.
Oh, just like covering fish. Them up,
same thing,
yep,
brother.
That's right.
All right, man. Well, Lynn, good news. Good, you had a good week of deer hunting last week. So somebody wants to give you a call about deer hunting or fishing Port O'Connor. How do they get hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, buddy. Well, Lynn, have a good Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there, brother.
All right, man. Don't eat too much turkey now.
Oh, no. You can bet on it. Especially dressing, man.
You better know it, brother. Have a good one, Becky.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
That's Captain Lynn Smith in Port O'Connor. Well, top of the hour and national anthem, all that good stuff coming up. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.